Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
And right now we're being joined by Del Wilber. He is a Wall Street Journal reporter and author of A Good Month for Murder and Rawhide Down. He is also the reporter who broke this story that Counsel Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in the Russia probe. Del, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Hey, you too.
So you were the one who broke the story that a grand jury has been impaneled in the Russia probe. My first question to you is, what is the crime that this grand jury is investigating? Do we know the crime?
Well, there is assorted. Well, one, you got to be careful when you say crime. You should be careful and say alleged crime, right? Because no one's been charged.
That's
yet.
True.
No one's been convicted.
So, that's true.
What the potential offenses they'd be looking at range from everything from, you know, I guess, colluding with a foreign power to, you know, Michael Flynn and Paul Manafort's dealings they had with business foreign business entities that perhaps potentially run afoul of the Foreign Agent Registration Act. And then other things that we have no idea about. You know, this is a, you know, this started as a counterintelligence investigation. They're digging into it. And now to get records and other things, you need a grand jury that has the power to subpoena. That's why it's important. It's a great investigative tool for prosecutors. It allows them to subpoena and obtain records and compel testimony, get locked under oath. And another thing people should be cautious about, we were very careful when we wrote our story, not to be very breathless about this, but like, you know, they're secret because we don't want to hurt the innocent, right? Like, these are secret proceedings inside the grand jury. Witnesses can come out and talk all they want about it, but prosecutors and agents aren't supposed to. And we don't know if there are any charges are going to happen yet. This is just like a step in the process.
So is this the investigation in search of a crime, as Charles Krauthammer has called it?
I think these guys, Robert Mueller, is well-respected by both parties. You know, he's a long-time federal prosecutor, FBI director. He, you know, he actually left. You know, he's one of these guys who was in private practice making oodles of money, and he left to become a prosecutor in D.C.'s homicide unit during some of the most bloody years here in the city. So, you know, these are guys just, you know, he has a lot of integrity. So I don't think he'd be impaneling a grand jury or convening one and doing an investigation like this unless he had a really strong sense that there were potential indictable offenses.
Gotcha. Here.
So, you know, Rod Rosenstein appoints Special Counsel Robert Mueller, as we know. What was the appointment for? I mean, I'm trying to get a sense because I think in terms of what their mandate is, what his mandate was, and what the grand jury should be focusing on. Because I think a lot of people are worried that this is just going to be a vehicle for searching for something, right, that they can get the president of the United States on. But it's helpful to actually know why this was set about in the first place.
Well, you know, they were concerned. You know, this all started after Trump abruptly fired James Comey, the FBI director who was in charge of this investigation just a couple months earlier, had said, hey, I'm authorized by the Department of Justice to inform you that we're doing a counterintelligence investigation with criminal at potential criminal exposure. That's a paraphrase of whether there was collusion between Trump associates in the campaign and Russia to meddle in the election. The U.S. intelligence community has come out and emphatically said, hey, the Russians sought to interfere by doing a whole variety of things, hacking the DNC and doing everything. You know, Trump, for his part, says, oh, we didn't collude. We didn't do this or that or the other thing with the Russians. And so that's where it starts. Now, what we don't know is, like, you know, I am fairly confident the people I've spoken to who know Robert Mueller, right, and know these people, these are like real professional prosecutors, and particularly Mueller has a lot of integrity, according to people who know him and people who have observed him on the stage for a long time. And he's not the kind of, if there's anyone you want investigating, I guess my point would be to people nervous about that, it's Mueller's the guy who's not going to be afraid, if there's no case, to not force himself to present something or try to find something.
Among those people who know him, what do they make, if anything, of the fact that there is this other criticism that the lion's share of the investigators that he's brought onto his team are Democratic donors? It's been a cause of concern certainly among Trump supporters, but certainly I think one that's rightfully raised some eyebrows.
No, I think that federal prosecutors in the District of Columbia in particular. So like across the country, federal prosecutors generally skew probably more Democratic, because you're not entering the private sector, you're in the public sector. If you're like a civil servant, I think you tend to skew that way anyway.
Right.
I don't want to put percentages on it, but I think that's the general truth. That's who you're going to find. And when you look at the people he chose, they are literally the best in the field at what they do. And so I think that was his concern. I think he is so oblivious in many ways. Someone who knows him told me he's so oblivious to the politics of things sometimes that it never dawned on him to check that stuff and see if it's important. I think it's important that it came out. I think, you know, campaign donation records are really easy to find now. You can run a database search and do it and figure out who's doing what, who's giving money to whom. And, you know, it's important to put that out there. But if now on the converse side, if you're Trump and you really did nothing wrong, right, and you're his people and you did nothing wrong, when they come out and don't indict you and issue a no bill or they do nothing, you're going to look much better than if they then, you know what I mean? Than if it was like Jeff Sessions running the investigation, who was an advocate during the campaign. And so you can look at it both ways. I think I just know that Mueller is just not, he's not, I've talked to people, even lawyers for the lawyers who work for Trump, like Ty Cobb, he's a new one. They have a lot of respect for Bob Mueller. Like, I think they're fortunate that it's him and not, according to people I've talked to who know this game and have investigated things like this, they're very fortunate it's him and not a hack.
He seems to have a very broad mandate. Can this go from Russia and whether Russia colluded or influenced the election into, you know, business deals that Donald Trump Jr. made or Donald Trump made in 1998? Are we going to just see this go on forever and ever and ever?
Well, don't forget there's also a statute of limitations. And so, well, let's say foreign bribery cases, for example. They stumble across, and I'm not accusing anyone of anything here, but let's say they come across someone tangentially involved in all this, Trump himself, someone, pay the bribe to some Russian anywhere. I don't think they would bring that case. They'd probably refer it out. I don't know precisely. But if it's anything that happened within 5 years older, or, you know, there's statute of limitations involved in all this. So, like, fishing expeditions, unless you can prove some broader conspiracy, are not going to do much good. And I'm pretty sure Mueller's pretty focused on his mandate. Also, he's hired up six. He has 16 lawyers. And my gut is, you know, he impanels his own grand jury. And that is in part to be more convenient for him near to his D.C. office, but two, also to speed the process. He's not sharing grand juries with other prosecutors at the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. So I think he's trying to get this done quickly. And I would be shocked if suddenly we saw, like, some indictment of, you know, Trump Jr. from a business deal in 1992.
Well, yeah,
I would just be totally surprised.
If Mueller has any mandate other than what Rod Rosenstein said, it is to the American people, and it's to be a stabilizing force to get us answers on this as quickly as he possibly can. We'll have to leave it there today. Del, thank you. We'll keep track of your coverage and come back when you have new stuff. Appreciate you stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
I appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.